another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live tonight with just a little touch of Southern flavor from wonderful, fantastic Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for joining me. And you know, I believe that if you are listening to this show today, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here. And as you listen, you will find solutions for your life. Well, how has your week been? I want to say welcome to all of my international listeners. My prayer is that you are beginning to see small changes in your life. And remember, as I always say, small baby steps what? Lead to large dreams. Well, I've had a great week just preparing for my cruise, and just think, I will be flying to Fort Lauderdale this week and cruising out of Miami to Key West and then to Cozumel, Mexico, and I am getting so excited. I'm going to relax and meet people from all over the world and get a tan, laugh out loud, and just sort of flow by the Spirit. I'm really excited about it. I'm expecting something exciting and great to happen to me while I'm cruising. And, of course, when I return, I will share that with you. Well, I have a wonderful poem that I want to share with you, and I think that it really embodies what God has called me to do on this show. It's a poem that I had not heard in years, and I just felt led of the Spirit to share this with you, and I want you to think about your life as I read it. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes me forever to find my way out. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend not to see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. And lastly, I walk down another street. And you know, that's exactly what this show does. We're walking down another street. We're changing our minds. We're changing and transforming our spirit. We're shifting what we believe so that our actions will change. I just thought that was great. I pray that you enjoyed that and that you really could identify with it. And finally, what are you waiting for? I want you to take advantage of my coaching. It's almost the end of the year, and why not honor yourself by investing in yourself? Just imagine, by working with me, you could be attracting your soulmate. By working with me, you could be creating a different career. I've helped so many people do that, buying a new home, or possibly releasing 40 pounds, as many of my clients have done. So if you're ready to coach with me, maybe you're not ready for yearly coaching. Maybe you can't afford that. So why not choose my easy and convenient pay-as-you-go. And you can find out all about my other services by going to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, are you ready today? My very special guest, and I have two, are Ethan Willis and Randy Garn, and they are the co-authors of Prosper, 6 Practices to Find Lasting Money and Happiness. Creating the Life You Really Want. This book is really popular. It's number one on Amazon.com in the business and investing category, number one on Amazon.com in the personal finance category. USA Today is number two on the USA Today bestsellers. And so I want you to make sure that you get ready. Call three of your friends and let them know that we're going to be talking about how to prosper. Listen to these quick commercials, and I will be right back.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, hello, I really hope that you really enjoyed those commercials, and I'm back with my two special guests, and today I have Mr. Ethan Willis and Mr. Randy Garn, and they are the author of Prosper, Create the Life You Really Want, Six Practices to Find Lasting Money and Happiness. And they're also the co-authors of the New York Times bestseller, The 1 Minute Entrepreneur. And I know that they have great ideas and practices and insights that they're going to share with us tonight. So I would like to welcome Ethan and Randy. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having us.
Well, great. I don't know who I'm talking to, Ethan or Randy, but I want both of you to just share with my listeners all over the world tonight just a little bit about who you are and why you decided to write this great practical book on prosperity. And I love it that you said money and happiness.
Yeah, you know, this is Randy, and we wrote the book because we want to share with people and help them understand what prosperity means today. We did a ton of research for our book, and we've been training entrepreneurs for the last 12 years. And one of the things that we found out is that a lot of people just chase after money, and they don't think about the happiness part of their lives. And so we really wanted to help people understand, and we've seen people that have attracted a lot of money in their lives but forget about the joy of that journey. And so we wanted to write a book that really helped people understand and define what prosperity meant in their life, and which we really think it's very multidimensional. It's money plus happiness plus sustainability.
Right. And so, you know, I heard Les Brown say, everybody says that money is not important, but everybody want to find out for themselves, and it's right up there with oxygen.
Yep. Oh, that is exactly right. And Constance, this is Ethan speaking, and I'll tell you, one of the things that we've noticed, so Randy and I started our business about 12 years ago and started it with just Randy and I in a little corner of an office and had just kind of worked at it. And we've grown the business from 2 employees or so to about 450 employees now. And our business is all around helping people prosper. And so as we look at our students from all across the world, we have 70,000 students in 80 countries, and we're able to really look at what does prosperity mean. And what we found, what was very interesting to us, is people have all different definitions. It's not just about a certain amount of money. It's about what that money means to you as you're moving towards your purpose in your life.
Well, I agree. And just share with our listeners, what have been some of the general definitions of what prosperity means to different people? I know for me, it's not just money, but it's having love in my life, health in my life, living out my purpose that God created me to live out, serve others, have lots of friends. So that's basically what it means for me. But what were some of the definitions that you received from people from all over the world about what prosperity is?
Yeah, you know, this is Randy. We've done trainings too as well, and just like you have listeners all over the world, you know, we've trained entrepreneurs in over 80 different countries. And as we've done our research, a lot of people did that one of the strongest things about prosperity was happiness. And so we really do hit that because in happiness, it does. You have to have a great relationship with your friends, your family. It's so important to do that. Your health too as well, because a lot of people will do everything they can to chase a lot of money and then lose their health in that journey or lose their family in that journey. And so for us, it's a very, very nice balance. You've got to, you really can find great joy in your friends and your family and maintain, a business or an income that matches the things that give you happiness. One of the things for us for prosperity, what it means is that you need to align your passions with your profits. When you do that, you can sustain that over long periods of time. So when you love what you do and it helps you earn an income, like Constance, I'm sure you love doing your radio show and it brings you satisfaction. And those are the things we're helping entrepreneurs and individuals kind of find all over the world of what do I love to do that can both drive my passions and my profits.
Right. I agree with that 100% because whatever you're passionate about, you'll really do with the spirit of excellence. And even if I'm exhausted when I have to speak or when I'm coaching or when I do my radio show, I mean, energy just comes to me and it vibrates through me to my audience and to my coaching sessions. And you're so right, because I'm doing what God created me to do and then I'm getting paid for it. And it's just an awesome experience for me. And I want all of my listeners to experience that.
Constance, let me talk a little bit about that point because that is so important. There's many people that are doing what they love, but they don't have a way to monetize it or have them create an earning from it. So it's really just a hobby. And one of the things that we talk to people about is finding what we call your Polaris point. And your Polaris point is what, at the end of your life, what are you hoping to accomplish? The greatest motivation in life that I've seen comes from people finding and following their meaning. And so we have in the first chapter of the book, it says locate your Polaris point, and it's defining those things that you feel God or whatever you call it, the universe, wants you to do and accomplish. And you're uniquely able to do it because of your background, because of your maybe your experience, because of your love. It could be because of your challenges. And we believe that people succeed not in spite of the challenges, but because of them. And that helps you define what your Polaris point is. And once you know what that is, and only when you know that what that is, can you find happiness, money, sustainability, which eventually will lead you to long-term prosperity.
Well, great. So you've mentioned the first principle, and there are six principles in your book for prospering. And so is there anything else you would like to share about locating our Polaris point? You know, I think that Steve Jobs is a great example of a man who located his Polaris point and lived his life serving and creating just phenomenal kinds of technological instruments that will serve us throughout our lifetime. So for somebody listening out there, guys, and they say, my goodness, how can I find my Polaris point?
Yeah, you know, it is one of the toughest things to do, but one of the most rewarding things to do. And we really talk about finding your Polaris point is like driving a car at night. You got the lights are on, but you can't see all the way in front of you. And so it's finding those things that are that you are better, that you really drive your core, and that you can do better than anybody else. And so it is like Steve Jobs, because he really loved to be creative, and he's created several industries from what he's done. But I think right now in life, more people spend time planning their vacation than they do planning what they're going to do to earn an income.
Right.
And so what we hope that people will do from this is spend the time that they need to find their own Polaris point. Once you've done that, all the rest of these steps, and they need to be sequential, they need to be in order, but we really, really want people that whether they need to go away for a weekend or whatever it may be, but to focus on what drives complete happiness in your life. But also, we're so good at entrepreneurship and helping people with businesses, you need to wrap that around with a business model that can really help you to understand what your Polaris point is.
Well, you know, I get so many emails that say, Constance, I really want to find out my Polaris point or my purpose and destiny and make money doing that, but I'm so focused in on working a 9-to-5 and I'm a single mom, or I've just been downsized. So how can someone with all of those situational kind of circumstances just glaring them straight in their face really begin to focus on finding out, you know, what's powerful for them, what's passionate for them, and how can they merge those two to make money?
Constance, I think one of the important things, again, this is Ethan, is that you have to be able to have a picture of what you want. And it might require sitting down and having a one-on-one with yourself and envisioning what you want your life to be. We talk about, at the end of the day, if you're looking on at your funeral and you're able to hear people talking about what you accomplished and what you did, what would you want them to say? What do you want to have become or accomplished in your life? Many people have to-do lists, but a lot of people do not have to-become lists.
Mm.
And so I think an important part is sitting down, and I encourage someone to do this, 30 minutes or an hour in an evening, and designing out what you would like your Polaris point to be. And let me give you a few tips to help you do that. One is look at what we call Polaris mentors. Who are people that you know, or maybe that you just aspire to know? And what can you take from the library of their life and take different pieces out to create what you think your Polaris point is? It represents family in those relationships. It represents your meaning and what you believe that you can accomplish and do. It represents your financial well-being. What do you need to be able to, how is money going to play a role in that? And as you sit down in a vision and we ask you to write that down, so you kinesthetically can have that feeling of writing it down, and then envision it. Envision with all the senses, with your, like you're walking into that life and you're living that life. What does it feel like? What are the conversations like when you're walking into the home that you want? What are the smells like? And when you can make that picture more real than the fears that you have, that's when you become powerful.
Wow, that's great insight. I just love that, and it's so practical. Well, principle number two is live in your prosperity zone. What in the world is a prosperity zone? How do we find it? How do we know that we're in it, and how do we access it?
Yeah, your prosperity zone is when, you know, once you've found out exactly what your Polaris point is, or what you're destined to become, or destined to create, or destined to deliver and share with the world, it is when you're in alignment with that, with your Polaris point, and you're actually living in accordance to that. And so a lot of people, all of us can find a job that we hate, you know, and a lot of people don't follow their dreams, and that's where that frustration in life comes. But when you know what your Polaris point is, and when you're living in that, and your income is aligned with your happiness and what drives you every single day, that's when we say you're living in your prosperity zone. And it's funny because, you know, a lot of people we don't talk about, like Steve Wozniak. He was the co-founder of Apple, and one of the things that he said was, my goal wasn't to make a ton of money. It was to build good computers, you know, and that was his passion. And we have students from all over the world. One of the ladies that we've worked with was a No, she was a NASA engineer, and she did thermal genetics and things for for satellites. And her passion was to be able to spend more time with her daughter, and she loved dance. And so she said, you know, I'm going to figure out how to sell ballet shoes and custom ballet shoes and premium ballet shoes. And now she's been very, very successful to have the time, the money, and also the things that she really desires in time, leaving a great job at NASA to do that. And so sometimes living in the prosperity zone, you have to make those choices that could be tough. But in the long run, you stay on that path, and that's when you love what you do. You wake up every morning saying, you know what, I absolutely love what I'm doing, and it's helping me to earn the income, the time, and the happiness that I want to do. And that's when we feel you're living in the prosperity zone.
Well, guys, I noticed in your book you said money plus happiness plus sustainability equals prosperity. Explain or expound that formula.
Yes, I think a very important part of the prosperity equation that we get asked all the time is, hey, you are the experts on prosperity. How much do I need to make? And that's not the right question. I think the right question is, what is your Polaris point? Once you know what that is, then you decide, how much money do I need to support that? And I think that's one thing we got away from before this big economic shakedown, was people weren't wondering. They weren't following their internal compass. They weren't saying, this is what I want in my life, and I need this much money to support it. Instead, they just said, I need to make as much money as I can, because that's what everyone's telling me prosperity is.
Right. So do you guys believe that because what has happened economically, globally, and that people's lives have really been shaken, and I say that it is really a returning to being authentic to what's really important in life. Have you found that people are really just revisiting their lives to take a look at, what do I really want? Is it important for me to live in a $5.5 million house and not have any friends and love? I'm sure you see that all the time. So what is that whole global economic climate?
No, Constance, you are exactly right, and it's interesting. Both Randy and I attended Harvard Business School, and it's very interesting to talk to many of the graduating MBAs. And there was a study that was done 2 years before the economic shakedown and 2 years after. 2 years before, it talked about the goals of these MBAs was to make as much money as possible. Where can I go to get recruited to make the highest dollar? And now, it's very interesting to see the responses. The responses are, where can I go to make enough money, but where can I go to make a difference?
Yep.
And I think you hit it right on the head. That's where people are going, and that's why our book, we feel, is so timely, because the message of the book isn't, this is how you make $1 million. The message of the book is simple. It's define what you deem as prosperity, and then decide how much money you need to support that.
Right, so true. And I love you guys, because before we started the call, I could tell you're passionate, you're excited. It's not about money, but it's about serving. And that just sort of emanates from both of you. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And Randy and I have been best friends for 15 years. And we're always supporting each other and cheering each other on. And, you know, I just want to make one point here, Constance. I think is in the book we talk about this parable of a lawyer and a janitor. And this, let me give you an example. They both say they have the same goals in life, to spend time with their families, to live without stress, to be able to, you know, develop their talents, serve in the community, but yet their actions are different. So the attorney that we're looking at here is making $800,000 a year, working in has a beautiful home, a very prestigious entertainment law firm in California. And this house is the house on the corner that everyone talks about. And yet he's living paycheck to paycheck. He is working 80 hours. He's traveling back and forth like crazy. And he is just trying to get by and survive in his life. Yet he has all the money he could have ever thought of. And then you take the janitor. The janitor wakes up at 5 in the morning, goes to work, works very hard, comes home at 3, makes $40,000 a year or so. He's at his kids' baseball games, scout camps, has his house almost paid off, very small house, has lots of kids, six kids. His house is almost paid off. They save money as a family. They're clear about what he wants to do, and he's authentic to his Polaris point. And you look at those two examples, and you ask yourself, from the outside, who's prosperous? And then you have to ask yourself the other question, from the inside, who's more prosperous?
Right.
And the attorney has told the janitor, I wish I had your life.
You know, that is so true. And just when you were talking, and that's just a great story, and it was so descriptive and clear. I thought about my own life, you guys, because for years I traveled extensively. I would fly out on a Monday or drive out on a Monday, come home on a Friday, making lots of money, really impacting people's lives. But over the years, I just felt that God said, you know, your time is up for this. And I just don't have the desire to do that, because toward the latter, I really was not experiencing the great relationships. It was hard to develop a love relationship, and I was exhausted. And so for me, that was not quality living or life. And so I certainly can understand it, and I'm sure listeners all over the world can understand. So really, we have to shift our thinking about really what is happiness, and what you said, define that for ourselves.
Yeah, and Constance, you hit it right on the head, that's why the last part, because I think everybody can kind of put a concept around money and happiness and how those two can be part of that equation. But just as you said, you know, what you were doing, flying all over, meeting people, you know, traveling, all of a sudden, you know, it wasn't sustainable, right?
Right.
You hit a wall, and I think that's what's happening today, is that I think in the 80s and the 90s, everybody was just scrambling so fast, whether it's keeping up with the Joneses or just, I think we lost track of what is important. And so we want to, because everybody can make a lot of money. That just means you're wealthy. It doesn't mean you're prosperous. Because you can be grumpy. You can have horrible relationships with your kids or your family. But that just means you have a lot of money. Or you can be extremely happy and not be able to make the bills each day, you know, each month, be able to pay the bills. And so for us, it is that nice balance of living the life that you really want to live, that brings that joy to your heart, to your head, and you're living in a place, that's when we feel you're really in that prosper zone, as Ethan said, is that janitor was actually living more prosperous, almost had his home paid off, but being able to do the things that he loved, and which was spending time with his family.
So do you guys believe that people are, do you feel that this is an opportunity for people to come back to God or spirit or higher power? Do you feel do you see that that's what people are doing? They're realizing, wow, I need to become more spiritual. It's not just about money. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, money isn't bad. It's the priority it takes in your life.
Right.
I think it's about what you said at the beginning here, Constance. It's about alignment. It's about alignment. And you have power in your life when you're aligned. And whatever those beliefs are, if it's God, if it's whatever your beliefs that you have, is you need to align yourself to that. Because when you're out of alignment, it's like a car. It can't drive as fast. It runs into curbs. When you're aligned, you're powerful, you're fast, you're directed, and you have a competitive advantage above everyone else. That's an important thing to understand. In this world of trying to have an advantage in getting a job or keeping your job or running a business, it's what makes me different. And what people look past is so many people live in a second-rate life of somebody else instead of a first-rate life of themselves. And
right.
If they can align with that, that's when they get true power.
Wow, that is so good. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with two co-authors, Ethan Willis and Mr. Randy Garner. We are talking about prosperity, six practices to find lasting money and happiness, creating the life that you want. All right, let's talk about the next principle, earning from your core.
Yeah, and Constance, I mean, this has just a wonderful show, and I think you hit this earlier. It's like, what does God want you to do, or what are you called to do? And I think earning from your core in this chapter, in chapter 3, we really hit on that. You know, Aristotle said it's where your talents and the needs of the world cross lies your calling. And think about this one principle, and this always just, sometimes it gives me goosebumps or whatever to think of, is that I think about my thumbprint and my fingerprint and, you know, all of the people that are in the world, and each of us are definitely uniquely made. And so when you've taken the time to find your Polaris point, you're going to find what you are better than anybody else at, or what your God-given talents were, what you are designed yourself to be able to do. And when you know what that is, then you become very, very powerful. And it can be anything. You could be an amazing mechanic, and if you love tinkering with cars and you do that better than anyone else, be the best mechanic you can. Don't try to do something that you're not. And it's kind of like, you know, what we've studied with some of the MBA students that are coming out. They're starting to change their thinking. Like, when people say, I'm going to become an attorney, or I'm going to become a doctor because I want to make lots of money, they will find out later on in their life how miserable they may become. But if they're totally that, they want to become a doctor because they want to, you know, develop a cure for cancer, and that's their true passion, that's what we're talking about, earning from your core. Of thinking about what your talents are. If you're great at relationships, think about something to do with that. Don't try to become a programmer. If you love doing, find out what you do really, really, you know, well, that you love doing, and that's when you can start earning from your core.
Right, and I just love that quote from Aristotle, because I believe that we all are called, and the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and things will be added to you. And every successful person that I've interviewed on the show really has adopted that philosophy of really serving others, and then wealth comes to you. In my own life, guys, that's what I decided to do. Ministry first, that was my mission, helping others first, and then money came to me. I never went after money, but money did come to me, because I guess my purpose and my calling was to really help others.
No, Constance, I think that is right on. And, you know, the good book also says, you know, what gaineth a man if he winneth the world but loseth his soul?
Right. I just agree with that. This is so powerful. You guys are very spiritual, even though you attended Harvard. I mean, no pun intended. But, it illuminates, and that's what the world needs. And principle number four, start with what you already have. And I can hear my listeners saying now, Constance, I don't have anything. I've lost my job. I've lost my sense of purpose. So how can listeners all over the world begin to start with what they already have?
No, this is powerful. I think the mindset from the beginning is focusing on what you do have and not on what you don't. It's very easy to say that. I understand. However, you can't implement this principle until you try and get you in that mindset. Let me give you a great example of this. Joe Vitale, who's a great friend with Randy and I, was just out here last two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so powerful. He was telling me about an experience when he was homeless, before he wrote his first book, before he did anything. And he was reading these books about being grateful, and he's studying these things, and it really, really never sunk into him. So one day he went home, and he sat in his little apartment. He said, I'm going to try this thing about being grateful and thankful for the things I do have. And he said, okay, I'll start with this pencil. And he picked up this pencil, and he said, I'm grateful for this pencil. This pencil has written books. This pencil has signed peace treaties. This pencil has been able to write and do things that have moved people. They've written the Constitution. Pencil can do so many great things. I'm grateful for this. And he went on to talk about his shoes. Great races have been run with shoes. Great races have, you know, people have been served, and they've been taken care of through service, through shoes. And he went around and just really started thinking about all the things he had in his little room, his little apartment. And what he came to realize is, I can do great things with the few things that I have.
Mm.
And I think you've got to start there. You've got to start with the little things you have in your life and realizing that they can be instruments to do great things. to do great things. And you need to start with that. You need to look at your life and say, you know, for example, I was talking to a woman the other day, and she has had terrible, terrible depressions. And she made it through that. And now she sees that as an asset. She has a depth that people don't otherwise have. And she can reach out and connect with people as a coach in ways that other people can't. And so if she would have looked at her life and said, oh, I don't have this, I don't have, you know, I haven't gone through my life with being all happy and, you know, I never had any mental challenges. She said, no, what I have had, it can help me. And so it's this concept of beginning with what you already have and not waiting for tomorrow for it to be perfect. It's what can I start with? And once you start going across this, if you want to cross a river from one side to the next, sometimes you have to jump to that first rock before you see the three rocks in front of you that are going to help you get to the other side. Then you go to the next rock. And so you need to start with what you can see. Start with what you have. And once you start making progress, it's the pursuit of happiness that brings us joy, even more, even sometimes more than the accomplishment of it.
Wow. Well, you guys are preaching now. That is so powerful. And, you know, this is the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and my show does many times focus in on whatever, focus in on what you have and what you want, and more will be added to you. And it's nothing more than a universal principle.
It's so true, Constance. And one thing that I've really realized in my own personal life, you know, and me and Ethan, we're passionate right now about helping people have hope in their life. And one of the things when you start with what you already have is not only is your glass half full, it is abundantly full.
Mm.
And I really truly feel that most people out there are not out to get anybody. It's funny because a lot of times everybody's thinking, hey, I got to guard this, I have to protect this, or they'll never help me. It is amazing when you start, like a lot of people say, I can't start a business, I don't have any money. I can't, you know, I don't know what to do. And like Ethan's saying, it's like you got to take that first step. And I've really found in my own personal life is that we've been able to grow a very successful business. And a lot of that is because we reached out to people, and sometimes you just have to ask for help. I promise there are so many people that friends or family or whatever it may be, that's what you have around you. You do have support. You do have help. And so write, take time to write, and at the end of each chapter, you can actually, there's different websites you can go to, but write down what assets you have. And it could be human capital. It could be skills and talents you have. It could be, you know, you have...
Network, people that you know.
And start reaching out to those people as what you already have and as a resource that everybody will want to help. And there are genuine people out there that will help you on your path.
You know, that is so true. And you guys are really giving my listeners all over the world just a great principles that they can begin to implement into their lives. And I just love it. Okay, practical principle number five is commit to your prosperity path. I mean, commitment is just like an ugly word, isn't it, guys? We want
yeah,
to
you know what? It's hard.
And effort.
Commitment is something you feel like, you know, commitment is something that really people feel like it ties them down. But it's really what holds you up.
Mm.
And people need to have accountability partners in their life. I will tell you right now that if someone wants to lose weight, or if someone wants to make more money, or if someone wants to do something in their life, I would bet that most people know how to do it. Most people, if you want to lose weight, you got to stop eating as much and you got to exercise. A lot of the principles we kind of know. What it comes down to is being accountable and consistently having someone work with you to help you do that. And really, that's one of the huge breakthroughs that Randy and I, we feel like that helped our company really grow, is this idea of having a coach. And we do 1,700 one-on-one coaching sessions every single week in 80 countries. And coaching is our core business, where what it is, it's helping someone define what they're going to do in their life, and then helping them create a plan for how they're going to do it, and then hold them accountable to that plan, give them blue ribbons along the way, help them be able to move forward on that. And many times that's what you need is a coach to help you see things that you can't see otherwise. And so there's lots of ways to commit to your path with a coach, writing those things down. But what this chapter is about, it's about deciding to decide. Many people kind of think about deciding, but they don't really make that decision. Say, you know what? I am going to do this. I'm going to burn the boats, and I'm going to do this. And when they start committing to that path, that's when they start living intentionally versus in a reactive manner. And when you start moving intentionally towards your goal and your Polaris point, it is amazing to see all the other things that come out of the woodworks to help move you towards that area, because it's naturally where you should be. And you just need to commit to it and move forward on it.
Right. You know, Oprah Winfrey says that intentional commitment rules the world. And okay. I always say that the whole universe stands on tiptoe waiting to serve us and is really conspiring to bring our highest good to us once we become committed and intentional.
Yes. And on the commitment too, as well, is like you have to stick to your decisions too. And one of the things on commitment, one of the stories in the book too as well that we talk about is that there's four frogs on the log, and all four of them decide to jump off. You know, Constance, how many are still on the log?
None.
they decide, but
they don't do it.
Exactly.
There you go.
So one of the things that I've learned personally in my life is there is a humongous ocean of difference between deciding to do something and actually committing to do something.
You guys almost tricked me. Go ahead.
No, seriously, because and we say that too as well. It's like there's four frogs on the log. All four decide to jump off. They're all still four sitting there. But until you make that commitment, and a commitment is way different than just deciding. We all wake up with great intentions. But are we going to commit to those things? Because it is all about commitment and then taking action from that.
Right. You know, and even the Bible says, don't be a hearer, but be a doer. And there is a fine line, because so many of my listeners, I know that you're listening to me when I say this. You know, they've seen the movie The Secret, and, you know, they've read all the books Jack Canfield, but it's really taking small baby steps, implementing what you hear tonight and every Sunday from this program into your life, and just moving in the direction of what you desire.
I think that's right on. And as you move in that direction, you'll be amazed at the things that come out to help you as you move towards your Polaris point.
Right.
And it really moves to step number six, where it's take profound action.
Now, you know, when I read that, I said, I want you guys to really expound on what does profound mean? Why can't people just take action?
Well, a lot of people do take action. I think that's what you end up having is people running around taking action. The great management consultant once said, Peter Drucker, is it better to be effective or is it better to be efficient? And there's a lot of people being efficient, but inefficient in the wrong task. They're really good at doing what they shouldn't be doing as far as with their time. But being effective, that means moving towards what you really want in your life. As you can see, there's a path to this. You have to know your Polaris point. Once you know that, you need to know how much money you need to support that Polaris point. That's step number two. Step number three is, once you know that, it's how am I going to earn to support that? Step number four is, how do I start? You start with what you have. Step number five is, make a commitment to do it. And step number six is, now that you have all those things, profound action means you're taking it in alignment with the five steps that were previous. So now you're not just taking action, you're taking profound action, because it's meaningful, it's powerful, and it's aligned to what you want to accomplish in your life.
Well, this is just, it has been so awesome, and you guys have really given really practical steps for people to really create the life that they want. And before I ask you about your website and all your other critical information, in summary, what would you like to say to people tonight?
You know, What I would love to share with people tonight is that, you know, our future is as bright as the hope that we have, and everyone I believe can gain true prosperity in their life. And I think it's just taking these action steps that we've put together in our book. I truly think if people will just take the time, and some of them are very, very simple, basic principles, but there's such a profoundness to it when you actually take the action and implement it into your life. So what we're hoping people do and what we're hoping they take away from this is by reading the book, sharing it with others, and gaining more prosperity in their life. And the last part of prosperity for us is giving back. And that is such a key part of this, whether you give back by being a mentor or whether you give back by helping, you know, somebody that is in need. We hope that this book will help, you know, help spawn more prosperity, not just in, you know, all across the world by doing this. And one of the things is there's such a profoundness as well to work and people taking action with doing that. And one of my favorite things in the Bible too, as well, it said, but Jesus answered them, said, my Father worketh hitherto and I work. Mm-hmm. You know, what a great example that is to follow and being prosperous. You know, you can not only help yourself, but help all of those around you. And that's what we help. We hope from that people as they read the book.
Anything else before you give your website? I tell you, I've learned so many things just from listening to you guys. And I think in my own life personally, you guys have really given me a clarity between decision and commitment. That has been awesome. I will never forget that.
Let me add to this, to the people that are out there and listening. I hope they're writing down some of the things and they're deciding what they're going to take action on. And the greatest motivator, I believe, is love. Is where I hope the listeners can feel and know.
I think I just lost you guys.
Well, I'm just going to make this point. I hope that they know that they are loved, that they are loved, and that they are beloved by someone. And you call that God, call that Father in heaven, you call that whatever you call it. But love is real, and love is what really is the answer to most of all things. And so you have to know that to know that you're worth it. And once you know that, then all these things, you understand you have a unique DNA that no one in this world has. And with that unique DNA, you've got to let it shine. You've got to let it shine. You've got to shine that stone. And you have to say, you know what, here I am. This is what I do. And now I'm going to take action aligned on this light that is inside of me. And I think that is very, very important for people to realize that they are worth it. And they need to dig down deep and find that core and then align their activities to it. Don't live someone else's life.
Right.
Don't live the life of someone else you've seen who you think is prosperous. It's you. Your unique creation. And understand that and align that. And once you do that, I'll tell you what, it's almost like people turn the color. You know, a black and white movie now turns into color.
Wow, it's so awesome. So, Ethan and Randy, share with listeners all over the world tonight your website. How can they contact you? What your services are?
Yeah, the best way for them to reach us, and we'd love to have people go to www.prosperbook.com. And you can also go to prosperbook.com/assessment. We've actually built and put together as part of this a very value-added free gift for everyone if they want to go take a prosperity assessment. And that assessment will help you determine, okay, where am I at right now in my life with money, with happiness, and sustainability? What is my prosperity equation, and what things do I need to do to get into the prosper zone? And so if they go to prosperbook.com, they can go onto that website and take the assessment.
And, you know, I've had all kind of people on my show, and I'm very spiritual and very discerning, and I just know by the Spirit that these two men are really about serving and empowering people. I feel it. It emanates from them. And so I'm going to strongly encourage to all of my listeners to please go and purchase this book, Prosperity, Six Practices to Find Lasting Money and Happiness, Creating the Life That You Really Want. And guys, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Well, Constance, I got to say the same to you. You have a great spirit and energy about it.
Thank you.
And you're doing good things. You're doing great things. And thank you so much. It's a privilege for us to be a part of the show tonight.
And thanks for putting on a show that's changing people's lives for the better.
Thank you. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And remember that God loves you and expect a miracle.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.